Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always a little dangerous in a unity church or a science of mind or metaphysical church when you bring up the word warrior, because we think of that as somebody that goes out to do battle with a sword or a bushido or a samurai or something like this, where we are engaged in combat. And that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about something that's actually more powerful and more long-lasting and more self-fulfilling than maybe you have thought of before. The type of warrior that I'm talking about today is the one who is not afraid to be ruthless enough to go inside and cut away, psychically speaking, all that is unlike he or she would like to experience in their lives. All that is unlike the truth of their being. All that has been held against themselves and against others. The Christian religion and many others around the world properly speak of the newness of life and new beginnings. And from the most fundamentalist of us to the most free-thinking of us, there is an idea that on Sundays we come to be recreated. We come to be re-inspired, reaffirmed, remade. Some of us do it in different ways. Some of us do it through liturgy. Some of us do it through study, but we all recognize that on this day, for instance, this Sabbath day for Christians and other days for different religions, at this time we come together to affirm something about ourselves and others, as I said, ritualistically, or whether we claim it in the moment. So as I talk to you this morning about the spiritual warrior, I'd like you to keep a few things in mind. We're engaged in a battle all the time, and I don't particularly like that word, but when you hear me out, I think you'll see what I mean. We are engaged in a battle for our own minds. We are tuning in to television that constantly tells us that it has something that will make us more of who we are, or that there is something that we can do by buying their product or joining their tribe or walking into their tent that will make us more of what we are. And that's not true. You are, right now, as you stand or sit, everything that you need to be. You are perfect and whole and complete as an individualized expression of the divine. That is what we celebrate in unity. That is what metaphysics celebrates about each other and ourselves. We are already perfect. Now, when I say that, there are going to be folks that say, but I know me, and I know my challenges, and I know at 3 o'clock in the morning those things that I don't want to tell anybody, where I've pushed a button on purpose in somebody, or I've done something that was pretty egoic, that felt good and it wasn't quite right. And I don't know that I can really forgive that part of me and let it go because, gee, why do I do that? It's those very things that we want to run from that can be the catalyst for the greatest growth that you can experience. It has been said by psychologists and psychiatry that the level of life, quality of life, you're able to experience is the amount of truth you can take about yourself. Another way of saying this is mental health is dedication to reality at all costs. And one person who is not properly unity wrote a book some 30 plus years ago. His name was Scott Peck. He wrote The Road Less Traveled. His first words in that book is, life is difficult. And had a unity person written that book, I would like to think that they would have said, life is difficult and it can become infinitely easier when you change your mind about yourself and others. But the way that Dr. Peck wanted to present it was that we're going to see challenges all the days of our lives. It's part of our curriculum for growth on this planet. He likened life to a classroom, and we do that in unity and metaphysics as well, that as this classroom is designed for our higher growth, and lessons will be presented to us to solve, to understand more about ourselves and other people as we walk the road of life. Some things in life are not going to be fun to learn. There's going to be some curriculum that we would rather not have to go through. Some of the lessons are going to be things that we'd love to keep doing all the time. I like to think it's mixed up so it keeps us on our toes. Unfortunately, though, many people, when it gets mixed up, when what's called bad and what's called good seem to intermingle, they pull back, and they constrict, and they say, this is going too far, too fast. I don't want to be a part of this. I'm going to check out, either for a while and self-anesthetize, or I'll check out permanently because I can't take it. And my feeling is that those poor souls will eventually come back to learn what they had to learn that they may not have wanted to do at this time. That's part of what is the great wheel of life, or the wheel of creation. We're going to get it eventually. One day we're going to understand that you can't choose up sides on a round planet, and that those who make it their business to divide us along racial, political, ethnic, sexual lines are the ones that have done us a great disservice. And it's very easy to push people apart. It's very difficult to unify. Unify is where we come together, even with our differences, and minor or major, that we are dedicated to a specific purpose of walking forward together, of willingness to learn more about ourselves and other people. So the spiritual warrior will carry a sword that's invisible. And I like to think of it as a lightsaber. And as he or she goes through the day or the night, that anything that comes that they know is information that is not for their highest good, or that egoically resonates with them in a way that they think, I've done this before and it's not for my highest good, they're able to take this lightsaber, put it where it needs to be, take the information, cut it out, and at that point allow inspiration to come in and fill that space where judgment and anger and upset had previously resided. You see, it really is a do-it-yourself project, but back of you throughout all this is the God Spirit, the infinite power of the universe that has it in its hands and you in its hands. It's real simple, but I don't know that it's always easy, because as human beings, we tend to conceptualize and make things complex. One group that I like very much talks about the concepts we live with, the ideas about ourselves that we form. And they are formed for us sometimes by default. And I've mentioned this before. As children, we sometimes come to believe not only things that are inaccurate about ourselves, but downright untruths, because we weren't old enough to question the source and the type of information that came to us. Good spiritual warrior takes that lightsaber, or use whatever you works for you, in a way that can go in and do what I call psychic surgery. Now, it's really not as woo-woo as it sounds. Basically, it works like this, or it does for me. I get comfortable, and usually the minute that I get comfortable, I have a couple of cats join me, and that adds to it for me. I'm an animal guy. So that when they're with me and I'm comfortable and I'm sitting back and I'm in that happy place, I feel like I can go inside safely and begin to remove those things and those blockages that I either put there or allowed to be placed there. And it's not always fun, because what happens is you'll see things come up and you'll think, I thought I did that already. I thought I didn't do this anymore. In the silence, it comes to me that, fill in the blanks, it's happened again. I'm repeating something I thought was over with. It's a quiet, meditative time that you don't have to tell anybody about unless you want to. It's something where you can do this psychic surgery, this reaffirmation and realignment of yourself very personally. Now, you can bring somebody into it and tell them what you've done and accomplished. That's fine. But for this time, what I'm talking about is a very personal, a personal, special, sacred time for yourself, where you go in and make a very clear intention to release those things that are not for your highest good. Now, what happens? When you begin to do this type of psychic surgery, people are going to pay attention to it. They're going to say, you've changed. There's something about you that's different. I see that you're not carrying this, whatever it may be, like you were. Or I can see that your mind has been changed about fill in the blank. That's living by example without proselytization. Proselytization says, come be with us and we'll be better because we're larger in number. Promotion says, this is what I've done. It may work for you. It worked for me. It's called catching the vision. It's what people who walk in these doors feel when they are in our church. I can't tell you how many times that I've heard people say, the love that I feel here is overwhelming. It is something that I cherish throughout the rest of the week. I'm so glad I'm here. The love comes, it's all over the place here. So this is a wonderful place to exercise your intention to be the spiritual warrior in your own life that is not being violent and is not associated with the words, as I said, what we think of as warriors. Warriors that are peaceful, warriors that are not afraid to go inside and see what's there. They place there themselves, or they allowed somebody else to place there. This is how we move forward. If we don't do these things, if we don't go inside, and you may call it be your own therapist, I'm calling it being the spiritual warrior, but be your own therapist, your own counselor, your own parent, somebody will happily do it for you. And they will take your thoughts and what you they consider your weaknesses, and they will mold them around an idea they want you to have. And this is my argument sometimes with fundamentalist religion, because it does say properly, you hurt and you're broken right now, and there's some things that you need to fix, and we've got the whole answer. You don't have to question anything. All you have to do is follow where we lead. I think it's much better to say, you're broken, you hurt, there are things that have to be fixed, and we are here to assist you on your journey to be all you can be, whatever that looks like. That means that even if you escape my comfort zone about you, I'm still going to love you. I can't tell you also how many times in ministry somebody has come to another person to get guidance and to get counsel and to get help. And they do begin to grow. And what happens is their, quote, helper, the one that has given them mentorship or guidance, begins to be uncomfortable as these folks go out and really make it on their own. There comes a time that any good teacher makes themselves scarce and allows for the people to take the lessons that they've taught, extrapolate them the way they want, and live their life. I am here to assist anybody who is willing in spiritual growth. This is what I do on Sundays and throughout the week. I hope that during my time, my own personal time of being a spiritual warrior in myself, that I'm cutting out those things in my mind and personality that I may have absorbed through the week, or even something I didn't do 10 years ago that comes up, which is the second thing I'd like to tell you about this warriorship. You have to be willing to walk back a lot of years. Those things that you think that you took care of, you probably did, but they're going to present themselves in another way because they'll make sure that you really learned the lesson, you really got the information. It may come out of left field. I know that when I was meditating this week, something came to me from 45 years ago that I thought I had no problem with. And I had a problem with it. And I realized that all I had to do was to take that lightsaber, cut that information, take that particular place, and for me, it's a ball of golden light. It is a re-choosing. It's choosing once again. It's filling it with the highest and best. And knowing that I and you are works in progress, and we're going to be doing this type of thing all our lives. Growth is the law of life. I remember Dr. Catherine Ponder, who's a very, very wonderful Unity minister, gave me a great example that I still use to this day. She talked about the law of stagnation and the law of circulation, and she related it to human beings as well as to water puddles. She said, if you've ever noticed a puddle of dirty water after the rains come, it sits there, it gets black, it gets iridescent, the mosquitoes lay their eggs there, the flies are around it, and you know why? Because there's nothing flowing inwardly, new water into that puddle that replenishes it. It just sits there. But if you were to take a hose and give an influence or influx rather of water, fresh clean water, it pushes out the stagnant and you've got a fresh clean pool. Circulation, she said, is a law of life. It is a cosmic and spiritual law. We are meant to be growing and we are meant to be in motion, not only on the outside, but on the inside. And the best way that we are in motion on the inside is when we are forgiving ourselves for what we did, when we are doing our psychic surgery and realizing that we did the best we could given our knowledge and awareness at the time. I think many people walk backwards and say, I did that and it was horrible, and I'll never forget I did. Try this. I did what I did, and if I'd have known better, I'd have done better. Because if you really had known better, you would have done better. Give yourself that break. It allows for you to walk upwards. It allows for you to have new life. Otherwise, you're stuck in a place, and you're going to create a vibrational pattern that will attract more and more of that because rumination happens. When rumination occurs, when cogitation, tribulation. See, all those Asians don't work. But when you stand up in the integrity of your being in whatever spiritual practice you hold dear, you say, I'm going to use this, and my intention is this. What is my intention as a person? Not what I'm declaring necessarily right away, and not what I'm saying I've been, but what is my intention from this point onward? Intention means everything. So much so that Gary Zukav in The Seed of the Soul gave two whole chapters to it, Intention 1 and Intention 2. It's quite a book, and it's old. It's about 25, 30 years old, older. And if you haven't read it, I suggest you do it because he gives a great series of lessons about this idea of cutting away those things that aren't properly ours, to be living a life of intention towards what we want to see manifest. Which leads me to the third thing that I want you all to know about this spiritual warriorship. Analyzation, as we look at, as we generally do, is essentially a violent act. Analyzation says, well, I'll take this, cut this out, I'll take that, goodbye, and this is what is for me. Sometimes in doing that, we lose appreciation for the whole. And here's what I mean by that. If you can't appreciate all the things that you've done, all the folly that may have been part of you, all the mistakes that you were privy to or made, you're disowning yourself, or you're disowning parts of yourself. And I don't believe that works. I think what you disown ends up owning you at some point. But what you love and forgive and declare completed inside can become the stepping stone for your greatest new life. That's the ability that we're given as children of God, to choose once again, to choose in favor of ourselves, and to do it by the one thing that the Creator gave us complete and unquestioned control over, and that is the power of our minds, and to choose the thoughts we're going to think. Knowing we do become what we think about all day long, and I think that most folks agree that's pretty true. If you think negatively and darkly, you're going to get more of that in your life. If you think in terms of light and love and positivity, you're going to get that. Life seems to really be a do-it-yourself project. It really seems to be the thing that always comes back to us. Somebody said to me once, I gave my heart to God, I gave my soul to Christ, and I said, and He turns around and gives it right back to you and says, what are you going to do with this wonderful bundle of love that is called by whatever your name is? What's your gift going to be? In other words, to accept grace and sit there and say, I'm blessed and there's nothing else I have to do is one thing. But to take that as a dynamo and a beginning to start something new, and to know that truth and God are on your side, that's quite another. That's affirmation. That is the way progress happens. That's destagnating the stagnant pools in your mind and emotions. So take that lightsaber, or call it what you will, whatever it is that may be hurt, or may be things that trouble you, or things that you wish had never happened. Be ruthless in your pursuit of this. Be ruthless enough to go inside and say, I'm going to look at that, yes, that. That thing that I don't want anybody to know about, least of all myself, I don't want to think about it. I'm going to stare it straight in the eyes, and I'm going to transmute it into my greatest blessing, and I'm going to love it, and I'm going to know that it was there for a reason. Everything in your life has shown up for a reason. It's up to you to find it. Spiritual warrior takes the information that he or she gleans from life or from books or from teachers or from counselors, whatever, takes that information, weighs it with their own experience, and knows, really knows down deep, I believe, what needs to stay and what needs to go. Sometimes we really are our worst enemies. And the reason we are is because so many times we want to sit back and say, but it hurts so bad. I need somebody to know. That need that you have for somebody to know, if you need to tell somebody that you trust, do it. But realize it's transient. Realize that it's not there for your highest good. What's there for your highest good is your own decision, standing in the truth of your being, and I use truth with a capital T, the God self of you that changes not, that is with you and promises to be with you eternally. Think about the beauty of that gift. Think about what you're celebrating here today. Think about what you're thinking about. And when you do that, you begin to craft a whole new self, pleasing to you and pleasing to others. The vision is caught. The promise continues. Things happen. I declare this done for you today, and I bless you on your journey, and I give you all the love that I can. This is true, and so it is.